Stelling poll: Australian cartoonist sacked after comparing vax pass enforcement to Tiananmen Square. By James Stelling poll on October 25, 2021. A leading Australian political cartoonist has been sacked by his newspaper after likening the enforcement of vaccine mandates in the former British colony to Tiananmen Square. Michael Lunig has drawn cartoons for Australia's The Age for more than 20 years. But this week the paper's editor Gay Alcorn sacked him from his job as political cartoonist, claiming that he was out of touch with the readers. The trigger point was a cartoon by Lunig comparing the brutal CCP put-down of the 1989 student protests in Tiananmen Square with Australia's enforcement of vaccine mandates. It showed the iconic photo of a lone Chinese student staring down the barrel of a tank. Below it, Lunig depicted a cartoon character staring up at another tank but with its main gun replaced by a syringe. Lunig's cartoon was rejected by The Age, so he decided to publish it independently on his personal Instagram account. He was sacked as political cartoonist shortly afterwards. Accusing his now former employer of wokeism and humorlessness in comments to The Australian, Lunig defended his cartoon by explaining that the Tiananmen Square image is often used in cartoons around the world as a Charlie Chaplin-like metaphor for overwhelming force meeting the innocent, powerless individual. In my view, it is a fair enough issue to raise in the most locked-down city in the world, namely Melbourne, which was locked down for a record-breaking 262 days and remains subject to some restrictions to this day. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.